在这次特会之前，我们的几位做出口的弟兄们呢，心中有一点点的这个忧虑啊。
The brothers who are doing the speaking at this conference had a little bit of worry before the conference began.
就是可能后面的讲的几位弟兄们。
And that is the speakers that will be speaking later.
他们所要说的呢，被前面的人都讲完了。
That is the content of the sharing would have already been shared by the speakers who spoke up front.
我的确心中也有一点点这样的担心。
And truly, I also felt the same concern.
我感谢主，我们年长的江弟兄鼓励我们。
But we thank the Lord that elderly brother Khan encouraged us.
他说，主的话需要一再一讲再讲。
And he said that God's word are worth repeating.
所以，即使有一些的重叠，也不要紧。
And even though if there are some overlapping, that's fine.
因为有很多的时候，很多的话我们听了一遍，不一定就完全记住了。
Because many times we do not fully get it the first time we hear.
所以呢，可能我们在交通的事情上面会有一点点的重叠。
And so there will be some overlapping between the sharings.
也许这样的重叠呢，能够叫前面弟兄们所说的呢，能够把它讲得更清楚一点。
And hopefully, this overlapping would reinforce some of the words spoken earlier.
能更加强这些话语。
And make them more effective.
我们都知道这一次的特会的主题呢是认识圣灵。
Now we all know the topic, theme of this conference is knowing the Holy Spirit.
我们知道这个题目是非常重要的。
We know that this topic is very important.
我觉得作为一个基督徒。
I feel that as Christians,
以弗所书第一章告诉我们，
Ephesians chapter 1 tell us,
我们应该有四个基本重要的认识。
That we need to have four fundamental understanding.
第一个就是我们要认识神是我们的父亲。
Number one, we need to understand or know that God is our Father.
第二个认识耶稣基督是救主，并且是神。永远的旨意。
And secondly, knowing that Christ is the Savior and that He is the purpose of God.
第三个认识呢，就认识圣灵呢，是做印记，并且是做凭据。
And the third knowing is that the Holy Spirit is our guarantee.
为了引导我们能够进入神所要我们进入的产业。
In order to bring us into the inheritance that God has restored for us.
也让我们能成为神的产业。
And that we also may become God's inheritance.
第四个认识呢，就是认识教会是基督的身体。
The fourth knowing is knowing that the church is the body of Christ.
我们也可以说，这四个认识乃是全本圣经的四大启示。
And we can say that these four knowings are the four great revelations from the scripture.
但是我们也知道圣灵呢，认识圣灵呢，因为圣灵是引我们进入实际的灵。
Now we know the Holy Spirit, is He who leads us into reality.
若是没有圣灵的工作，
without the work of the Holy Spirit,
神是我们父亲这件事情不会成为实际。
God as our Father would not be real to us.
耶稣基督成为救主也不会成为实际。
And Christ Jesus as our Savior would not be real.
我们更不会认识什么是神永远的旨意。
Furthermore, we would not know what is God's will.
假使我们不认识圣灵的本身，
if we do not know the Holy Spirit,
我们也无法进入这个产业。
We will not be able to enter into the
inheritance.
And we will not be able to become God's inheritance.
如果没有圣灵的开启，
without the revelation of the Holy Spirit,
我们也不会认识教会就是基督的身体。
And we will not come to know that the church is the body of Christ.
所以圣灵乃是引人进入实际的灵。
Hence, the Holy Spirit is He who leads us into reality.
我们深深的感觉认识圣灵这个题目是很重要的。
We deeply feel that, deeply sense the importance of this topic of knowing the Holy Spirit.
那今天下午呢，我所承受的这一个托付啊。
Now this afternoon, my burden.
我的负担呢，就是要讲圣灵与灵命。
Given me is to talk about the Holy Spirit and spiritual life.
这个灵命呢，当然是一个缩减，就是属灵的生命。
And this spiritual life.
就是神的生命。
当
开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些的圣经。
Now as we begin, let's turn to our scriptures.
我们先看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John.
第十四章。
Chapter 14.
这些话我们的弟兄们已经都带我们读过了，不过我们要再把它读一下。
And we have read these words, but let's go ahead and read it again.
我们请看约翰福音第十四章第十六节到十七节。
John 14 verses 16 and 17.
我要求父，我就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Verse 16, And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him, but you know him, because he abides with you, and will be in you.
第二十节。
Verse
20,到那日你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
In that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
我们再请看第十六章。
Chapter 16,
第十三节到十四节。
Verses 13,
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will disclose to you what is to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall take of mine and shall disclose it to you.
我们请看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第二节。
Verse 2.
因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death.
这一节圣经哈，前面那个赐生命这个字呢，就是讲到圣灵乃是生命的灵。
And here it says, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of life.
然后我们看灵后哥林多后书。
Turn to Second Corinthians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
灵后第三章。第六节
Verse 6,
他叫我们能承当这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
最后那一句话，精义是叫人活。
And here it says the Spirit gives life.
我看了几个圣经的另外英文的版本啊，他们这个精义都翻作圣灵，翻大写的字圣灵。
And in the Chinese, there's a little bit of different translation, but the English translations show that the Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit, gives life.
就是圣灵是赐生命的灵。
Or the Holy Spirit is the giver of life.
我们最后请弟兄姊妹看一下以西结书。
Lastly, let's turn to the book of Ezekiel.
以西结第三十七章。
Chapter 37.
第一节。
Verse 1.
耶和华的灵降在我身上，耶和华借他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中，这平原遍满骸骨。
Verse 1, The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones.
第三节
Verse 3，
他对我说，人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？我说，主耶和华，你是知道的。
And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest.
我们读第九节
Verse
9，主对我说，人子啊，你要发预言，向风发预言，说主耶和华如此说，气息啊，要从四方而来，吹在这些被杀的人身上，使他们活了。
Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they come to life.
第十节
Verse 10，
于是我遵命说预言，气息就进入骸骨，骸骨便活了。并且站起来成为极大的军队。
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came to life and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army.
十三节和十四节。
Verses 13 and 14。
我的民啊，我开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，你们就知道我是耶和华。
Then you will know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves and caused you to come out of your graves, my people.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，你们就要活了。我要将你们安置在本地，你们就知道我耶和华如此说，也如此成就了。这是耶和华说的。
And I will put my spirit within you, and you will come to life, and I will place you on your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and done it.Declares the Lord.
我们从圣经里面似乎可以看见
And from the scripture, we seemingly can see
在神的计划工作中间
that in God's plan, in his plan of his work,
圣灵是实际把生命带来的那一位
The Holy Spirit is the person who actually brings life.
所以圣灵被称作是生命的灵，也是赐生命的灵。
And therefore, he's called the Spirit of Life.
我们从神的创造里面，我们可以看见圣灵在那里如何把生命带给万有。
And from God's creation, we can see how the Holy Spirit gives life.
在创世纪第一章说到，当时的地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
And in Genesis chapter 1, we see that when the earth was formless and void,
那就是既没有生命，又是充满黑暗。
Meaning that that was lifeless and filled with darkness.
他说神的灵就开始运行在水面上。
The scripture says the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
那这个运行这个字啊。
So that word hovering.
那么在它的原文里面有意思，就是好像这个母鸟抚育小鸟一样。
And in the original language, it carries the meaning of the mother bird sitting or hatching over the eggs.
所以当这个地还是空虚混沌渊面黑暗的时候
And hence when the earth was formless and void,
神要开始创造这个天地。
God desires to begin remaking this world.
神是先让神的灵先抚育在整个的这个环境的里面。
And hence, first of all, you have the Spirit of God hovering over the earth.
当圣灵把这个生命带来之后
，And when the Holy Spirit bring about life,
我们看见神就开始说话。
You see that God begins to speak.
神一说话
，And when God spoke,
这个整个万有里面的物质就开始凝聚成形。
The material world become to be formed into shape.
因为神的话是能力。
You see, God's word has power.
希伯来书也告诉我们说，万有都因着神的话而被创造出来的。
And Hebrews tells us that all creation is made by the word of His power.
所以我们可以看见是神的灵把生命带来。
And hence we see the Holy Spirit brings life.
然后呢，神的话带来了这个美丽的次序。
And then God's word bring about this order.
因此呢，我们能看见今天我们生活这个地球充满了生。
And you find that this earth that we live in is filled with all kinds of life forms.
满了许多美丽的光景。
And filled with beautiful things.
弟兄姊妹们，是圣灵首先把这个生命带来。
And so you see, the Holy Spirit is the originator who brought life.
我们都晓得，今天科学家一直在这个宇宙里面的寻找，看看 其他的星球上面还有没有生命。
And we know that many scientists are looking in outer space to see if life exists outside of this world.
他们最重要的发现，要发现到底那里有没有水。
Now the first thing that they are looking for is water.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们晓得，假使没有神的灵运行过的话，你光有水也不会有生命。
But we know that without the Holy Spirit of God hovering, even if you have water, that doesn't mean anything.
因为那里有圣灵运行过的生命在那里。弟兄姊妹们，有水才能使它能够生长。
Only when the Holy Spirit has hovered and bring life out of it, then there is life.
所以今天我们所看见这个地球上面的万有的生命，那是圣灵所孕育出来的。
And hence the variety of life forms that we see on earth are a result of the Holy Spirit.
当然，在神的创造里面。还有一个更重要的一个创造。
And of course, in God's creation, there's one thing that's more important than the others.
就在创世第二章，神开始创造了人。
And that is in Genesis chapter 2, God created man.
圣经告诉我们，神用地上的尘土造人。
The scripture says, God formed man out of the soil of the ground.
然后呢，神就吹一口气在他的鼻孔里，他就成了一个活的魂。
And God breathed into his nostrils, and he became a living soul.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见，再次看见，是圣灵把这个生命带进来的。
And hence again we see how the Spirit brought life.
弟兄姊妹，从神所创造的天地和造人的情况里面来看，
and hence from God's creation of the world and of man，
好像这里给我们看见圣灵工作，它有一个特性在里面。
And we see that there's a characteristic to the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个特性是什么呢？
What is that characteristic?
它就是能使这个低级的变成高级。
And that is, he can bring that which is of a lower order into that of a higher order.
它能使这个卑贱的变成高贵。
And things that are base can be made honorable.
它使那些没有价值的东西变成有意义的。
And he can bring meaning into things that are without value.
本来这些尘土算不得什么。
Originally, these dusts of the earth are nothing.
但是因为圣灵的气息吹在它的里面，
But because of the breath of the Holy Spirit,
就变成了一个非常尊贵的人。
And you have a man with honor.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们从圣经一开头，神创造天地的工作里面，
And hence from the very beginning of God's work of creation,
我们就看见圣灵的工作跟生命发生密切的关系。
You find that the work of the Holy Spirit has much to do with life.
也可以说圣灵主要的工作就是把生命带来。
We can say that the main thing of the work of the Holy Spirit is to bring life.
当然到了神所预备的救恩里面。
Now, as we come to the salvation of the Lord,
我们看见也是圣灵把生命带来。
You find that again, it is the Holy Spirit who imparts life.
在神的原先的旨意里面。
Now, in God's original intention,
神是预定人要得生命。
God, planned that man should receive life.
我们晓得是我们亲爱的主耶稣基督，他从天上把这个生命带到地上。
And we know our dear Lord Jesus brought life, heavenly life into this world.
所以当主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上之后，
Hence when the word became flesh,
他不仅把这个生命带来了，
Not only he brought life with him,
他也借着他的肉身把这个生命完全彰显出来。
And with his earthly body, he actually expressed what that heavenly life is like.
所以圣经里面有四卷福音书讲到我们主耶稣基督。
And there are four gospels speaking of the life of Christ.
从这四本福音书里面，我们看见这个生命在主的身上彰显出来，是真是超凡的美丽。
And from these four gospels, we see the surpassing beauty of the life of Christ.
是何等的丰盛。
And how abundant is that life.
充满智慧。
And how it is filled with wisdom.
充满了能力。
How it is full of power.
弟兄姊妹们，主到地上来就是要把这个生命，那么把它彰显出来。
And the Lord coming into this world is expressing what that life is like.
因此也让我们知道今天我们所得着的生命是何等样的一个生命。
And helps us to know what kind of life we are receiving from him.
然后当最后我们的主在肉身中上了十字架。
And finally, when the Lord in his flesh went to the cross,
这实在是一个重要的过程。
Now that was a very important process.
我们晓得当主钉十字架的时候，
We remember when the Lord was crucified.
我们可以看见这个生命呢，可以说呢，发挥到了极致。
And we see that the expression of that life came to the pinnacle.
这个生命一到了十字架上面。
It came to the utmost when he went to the cross.
变得更是光辉灿烂。
And the light that shone from him
这是光芒万丈。
Was even greater.
弟兄姊妹们，我在学校读书的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when I was in school.
那么我们有一次我们来在那里哈这个做个实验。
And one time, we were conducting an experiment.
就是我们要研究这个金属的这个特性。
And we were looking at characteristics of various metals.
所以当我们把这个金属放在那个烈火里面的时候。
And when we put certain metal in the flame.
那么开头呢，在烈火里面它就融化。
And it first of all would melt.
但是过了一阵子之后呢。
After a little while.
达到那个白热化。
And it's become white hot.
突然之间呢。那个金属就发出一种非常灿烂的一种光彩。
And all of a sudden, that metal in the flame would give off this tremendous light.
你开头看到只不过一块黑黑的一块铁或者一个金属。
And so at first you only have this blackened piece of metal.
但是一经过那个烈火的时候呢
？But when it went through the fire from the Bunsen burner,
它发出了一种叫人这个炫目的一种的光彩。
And it gives off this light that was almost unbearable.
所以主耶稣带着这个天上的生命。
Our Lord Jesus bringing with him heavenly life.
一上十字架的时候。
And when he was put on the cross.
生命就发出了无比的光彩。
And that divine light shone forth.
不仅这样。
Now furthermore.
十字架也把这个生命完全释放出来。
And with the divine life was released.
从主耶稣基督个人的这个里面把它释放出来。
And from our Lord Jesus as an individual.That life was released.
然后我们的主带着这个生命就下到阴间。
And bringing with him that life, he went to Hades.
三天三夜之后再从死里面出来。
And 3 days later, he came back from death.
结果这个生命就成了复活的生命。
And that life become what we call the resurrected life.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣基督在他的肉身中间。
The Lord Jesus, in the days of his flesh,
他为这个生命好像做了一个整个的一个模型。
And so he gave us an example of what that life is like.
然后他就带着这个荣耀回到天上去。
And with glory, he returned to heaven.
父神用右手高举他。
And God the Father lifted him up with his right hand.
然后差遣圣灵从天而降。
And then he sent forth the spirit of promise.
圣灵就带着这样一个丰盛的生命开始从天上降下。
And the Holy Spirit brought with him that resurrected life back down into this world.
然后圣灵就把这个生命呢分赐给所有相信耶稣基督的人。
And the Holy Spirit imparted this life to everyone who put his trust in Christ.
怎么样这个叫这个生命进到我们里面呢
？And how would he bring about this life into us？
乃是借着一个重生的过程。
It is through the process of regeneration.
那我们晓得这个整个重生的过程也是一个生命的过程。
Now we know regeneration is a thing of life.
所以我们晓得今天一个人如果能真正的成为基督徒。
We know that for a person to truly become a Christian.
你不是光是接受了所谓基督教的一套说法而已。
It is not by accepting certain Christian teachings.
你必须要有这个生命的这个过程。
You have to go through this process of regeneration.
那么你才真正的成为一个基督徒。
Then can you truly become a child of God?
主说我来了是要叫人得生命。
Jesus said, I come so that they can have life.
如何把这个生命赐给我们呢
？How would he do that?
他乃是借着圣灵把这个生命带到我们的里面。
He does so with the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们相信耶稣基督的时候
，Hence when we put our trust in Christ Jesus,
重生我们
，The Holy Spirit regenerates us.
叫我们得着生命。
And so that we would be born again.
弟兄姊妹，当你得着这个生命的时候
，And when we receive this new life,
你就成了神的儿女。
We become children of God.
哦，这是何等荣耀、何等尊贵的一件事情。
And how glorious and how honorable is this?
我们现在成了神的儿女。
We are children of God.
神是我们的父亲。
God is our Father.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等尊贵的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, how much glory this is.
今天我们晓得，在美国。如果是美国总统的家庭呢，被称作是美国的第一家庭，是吧
？We know that family of the president is called the first family.
如果你是这第一家庭里面的儿女，那就很尊贵。
And you have the first daughter and so on, very honorable.
啊，你无论走到哪里，后面都要跟几个保镖的。
No matter where you go, there are certain secret service agents following you.
因为你很尊贵。
Because you are important.
但是弟兄姊妹们，今天在这个宇宙的里面。
But brothers and sisters, today in this universe,
我们的神的家庭才是第一家庭。
God's family is truly the first family.
今天你我乃是这个宇宙中第一家庭中的儿女。
You and I are members of God's family.
这是何等的尊贵呀！
How honorable!
那你说我后面怎么没有保镖呢？
You may ask, how come I don't have bodyguards?
主告诉我们说，有天使做你的保镖。
The word of the Lord says, He have spirits.The ministering spirits that are helping us.
我们第一次的出生没有尊贵。
Now our first birth probably is not with any honor.
但是请我们记得，我们第二次的出生尊贵无比。
But our second birth, we are given immaculate honor.
是神生我们的。
Because we have been birthed by God.
我们成为神的儿女。
We are called the children of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。这地上有任何人能和我们相比吗？
And dear brothers and sisters, can anything compare with that?
所以我们不能骄傲，但是我们不能轻看自己。
While we cannot exhibit false pride, but we ought not look down on what we have received from God.
弟兄姊妹们，在神的旨意里面，他不仅是叫我们要得着这个生命。
In God's will, not only are we to receive of this life,
并且呢，神要叫这个生命呢，在我们身上呢，能够长大成形。
God really wants this life to grow and mature.
那么我们知道，在这里这个生命有一个生长长大的过程。
And we know that the divine life that we have received.We'll go through this process of growth.
而这个长大的过程呢，是需要有人来培育他的。
And for that to happen, there needs to be nurturing.
那么神怎么样来培育我们这些神的儿女呢？
And how does God nurture His children?
感谢神。
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们是神的儿女。
Because we are His children.
我们太尊贵了。
And we are given much honor.
所以天使不够资格来带我们。
The angels, they are not worthy to lead us.
并且我们晓得天使没有人性的。
And we know that angels are not given humanity.
如果今天神把我们摆在天使的手中啊。
And if we are placed under the hands of the angels.
我们恐怕老早就被杀光了。
And probably we would be slain.
那么神也没有把我们交在人的手中。
And God also did not commit us into hands of men.
神乃是把我们交在圣灵的手中。
But God committed us.To the hands of the Holy Spirit. Because only the Holy Spirit is fit to lead God's children.
所以圣灵为着要叫主耶稣基督的生命在我们里面能够长大成熟。
The Holy Spirit, in order to help us to grow in Christ.
所以呢，圣灵第一个，他要成为内住的灵。
Number one, the Holy Spirit will become.The indwelling spirit.
他要怎么样来帮助我们呢？
How would he help us?
我们晓得旧约的时代中啊。
We remember in the days of the Old Testament.
圣灵也帮助过一些的圣徒。
The Holy Spirit helped certain Old Testament saints.
但在旧约的时代，圣灵被称作是应许的灵。
In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Promise.
神应许要给他的百姓。
Because God promised at one time to give of His Holy Spirit.
能够实际的能够。降临在人身上。
But that promise hasn't really been fulfilled.
所以因此呢，圣灵在旧约时代中间帮助人的时候，只能从外面帮助。
And hence, in the times of the Holy Spirit, in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit helped people externally.
我们晓得大卫当神的灵临到他的时候
，We know when the Holy Spirit came upon David,
他就变得很有能力。
And he was full of power.
当圣灵临到参孙的时候
，And when the Holy Spirit came upon Samson,
那么参孙就变得很有能力。
And he became a man of mighty strength.
但是呢，圣灵可以降临在人身上，却是不能住在人的里面。
You see, the Holy Spirit can come upon a person, but he could not live, abide in him.
但是到了新约时代,
but as we come to the days of the New Testament,
弟兄姊妹, 我们看见圣灵工作的性质上面有点不同了。
You find that there's a difference in the nature of the work of the Holy Spirit.
他现在降临不仅在我们身上, 他也是住在我们的里面。
Now, not only has he come upon us, but he is indwelling.You know.
我每一次想到圣灵会住在我们这人的里面
And every time when I think about how the Holy Spirit lives in our heart
我里面都充满了感谢和赞美
And my heart is just filled with such thanksgiving
并且约翰福音第十四章告诉我们呢
And furthermore in John 14 we're told
他降临要永远与我们同在
That he would abide with us forever
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
我们都知道当主耶稣基督第一次来到世间的时候
We know when our Lord first came into this world
他降生在马槽的里面
And he was born in a manger
哎呀这个就叫我们里面非常的受感动了
And we are very touched by this
我们知道这是神儿子的降杯
Because we know this is a condescension of the Son of God
但是弟兄姊妹我们知道吗当圣灵进到我们里面的时候呢
But do you know that when the Holy Spirit come to live in our heart
我们的里面恐怕比马槽更糟糕啊
And our inner condition may be worse than that of the manger
并且圣灵要进来之后呢要永远与我们同住
And you remember the Holy Spirit is coming in to live forever
我常常在主的面前感觉深处的亏欠
And I often sense this, this shame
因为神的灵住在我的里面
Because God's Spirit is in me
我的里面是何等的败坏、啊、
But within meThere is defilement.
我的里面是多么的污秽、啊、
And there is filth.
我的里面是多么不适合圣灵居住。
There is corruption, not suitable for the Holy Spirit.
但是他为着要帮助我们。
But in order for him to help us.
圣灵甘心情愿住在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit willingly came into our hearts.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们要因着这个恩典永远感谢我们的神。
We need to thank God forever for this grace.
我们每一个人蒙光照，我们都知道我们是一个何等败坏的人。
Everyone that's been enlightened by God knows that we are so fallen.
但是神的灵，圣洁的灵，今天就住在我们这个败坏的人的里面。
But the Spirit of holiness now abides in us.
所以可以说，圣灵也降杯他的自己。
And so we see the Holy Spirit also.Condescended himself,
陪伴着我们一生的年日
and that he would abide with us the days of our lives.
弟兄姊妹们，在约翰福音十四章这里讲到
Now in John chapter 14,
圣灵与我们的同在
talked about the Holy Spirit abides with us, abiding with us.
不同的情形
Now there are three different aspects.
那我们中文圣经呢，没有能把它这个翻得。更清楚
I felt that the Chinese translation is lacking in expressing this.
但圣经的原文里面，它有三个不同的字。
Now in the English, in the original language, three different words were used.
英文呢，可能比较表达清楚一点。
I think the English translations are somewhat clearer on this.
他这里说，我要求他，我要叫他永远与你们同在。
And here the Lord said that he would be with you forever.
所以他这个字用那个 with 这个字
And hence the word with
弟兄姊妹这个 with 这个字呢它指的在外面的环境上
This word carries the meaning that he is with us besides us
然后在这十七节那里呢他说
External.
因他常与你们同在这里用那个 abide 这个字
But then in verse 17 it used the word abide. He abides with you.
然后呢，他下面又说呢，也要在你们里面，用那个 in 这个字。
And following that, it says, and will be in you. And he used the word in.
所以这里讲到神的圣灵的同在的时候，他用了三个不同的字啊，一个是 with， 一个是 abide， 另外一个是 in 这个字。
And so we see the presence of Holy Spirit is expressed in these three aspects: with, abide, and in.
这个 with 也可以说是在环境上面。
And this word with meaning that he is present with us in our circumstances. Abide means he is in us.
然后这个 in 这个字呢，那是指在深处的。
And this word in talks about in the innermost part of our spirit.
今天圣灵是深深住在我们最深处。
And the Holy Spirit abides dwelling in the innermost part of us.
但是他管理我们里面所有一切的光景。
And he is in control of our inner condition.
他也管理所有一切的环境。
And he also is in control of all our circumstances.
用姊妹，这个 in 也可以说他隐藏在我们的深处，最深处。
And this word in Ori also carries the meaning that he hides himself in us.
Andrew Murray 弟兄告诉我们说啊。他说圣灵乃是住在人的意识能感觉的那个最深的地方。
And Brother Andrew Murray tells us that the Holy Spirit abides in the deepest part of the conscious self.
这里说明圣灵工作的另外一个特性。
And so this tells us another characteristic of the work of the Holy Spirit.
虽然他一直都在这里帮助我们这个生命的长大。
Even though he's here to help us grow spiritually.
实在来讲，圣灵不太喜欢我们注意他。
But in reality, he does not want us to pay much attention to him.
因为圣灵的工作是为了要荣耀耶稣基督的。
Because the work of the Holy Spirit here is to glorify Christ.
他喜欢我们把眼睛一直摆在主的身上。
His desire is for us to set our eyes upon Christ.
他隐藏他的自己。
And he willingly hides himself.
那么他在暗中在那里在帮助我们。
And in secret, he helps us.
弟兄姊妹们，在旧约圣经里有一个例子可以说明。
Now in the Old Testament, there is a great illustration.
我们晓得约书亚带领以色列百姓过了约旦河之后。
You remember after Joshua led the people of Israel across the River Jordan.
当他们来到耶利哥城那里的时候。
When they came to the city of Jericho.
那有一天呢，约书亚在这个耶利哥城外呢，碰见一个人手里拿着刀。
And one day, Joshua outside of the city of Jericho came across this person with the sword drawn.
那个人称作是万军的元帅。
Now he calls himself the captain of the host of the Lord.
那么结果呢？约书亚就在他的面前俯伏下拜。
And Joshua bowed before this person.
结果呢？就那一次之后，我们再也看不见他了。
And from that time onward, we don't see him again.
弟兄姊妹们，他不是不在那里。
It's not that he wasn't there.
我们晓得这是圣灵的一个表号。
And many consider him to be a symbol, a type of the Holy Spirit.
隐藏他的自己。
Saying that how he willingly hides himself.
因此，今天在我们属灵的经历里面。
And hence, in our own spiritual experience,
弟兄姊妹，我们还是应当把我们所有的注意都摆在主的身上。
Again, we ought to pay our full attention to the Lord himself.
很奇妙的，你越多的注视主耶稣。
And wonderfully, the more that you pay attention to the Lord Jesus,
圣灵就越乐意在暗中来帮助你。
The more joyfully, the more mightily will the Holy Spirit come to help us.
所以我们感谢神。
And we thank God that in the days of the New Testament,
圣灵现在成为内住的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit becomes the indwelling spirit.
那在约翰福音第十四章二十节那里告诉我们。
In John chapter 14, verse 20,
因为他的内住。
Because of his indwelling,
他把父与子的同在都带来。
And he brings with him the presence of God the Father and God the Son.
弟兄姊妹，这是基督徒稳固喜乐的一个很大的原因。
And this is the main reason of the joy of Christians.
好，我们不仅知道圣灵帮助我们。
Not only do we know the Holy Spirit assisting us.
不仅知道主耶稣帮助我们。
Not only do we know our Lord Jesus is helping us.
并且父的自己也住在我们的里面。
But that God the Father is also in us.
哇，这是何等的福气！
How blessed we are.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
今天神为着要叫他所赐给我们的生命在里面能够有一个好的生长。
God, in order for the divine life that He's given us to grow,
所以圣灵就住在我们的里面，帮助这个生命的长大。
The Holy Spirit abides in us and help to bring this life, help to make this life grow.
圣经里面称圣灵也被称作是奉差遣的灵。
The Scripture also calls the Spirit. The spirit that was sent.
这个奉差遣的意思就是它带有使命。
This means that he carries with him a mission.
当我们的神把我们这些神的儿女交在圣灵的手中的时候。
When God commits his children into the hands of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等沉重的一个使命。
And this is a grave mission that God committed to him.
就是他要负责 把我们每一个神的儿女能够带到神完满的心意里面。
Meaning that the Holy Spirit is responsible for carrying every child of God into the purpose of God.
这因为圣灵住在千千万万不同的弟兄神的儿女里面。
The same Holy Spirit abides in thousands upon thousands, millions upon millions of God's children.
帮助我们每一个人。
Helping each and every individual.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这实在是圣灵伟大的工作。
It is such a great work.
这也是一个非常大的奥秘。
And it is also a great mystery.
因为圣灵在我们的里面。
Because the Holy Spirit in us.
他要管制我们所有一切的光景。
And he is here to take control of our condition.
他要安排一切的环境。
And he is there to arrange our environment.
我们都知道我们每一个人的性格都不一样。
And we know that our personalities are all different.
有的人我们里面的个性是非常的奇怪。
And some of us are somewhat weird.
圣灵呢就住在我们的里面呢，要用不同的方式来改变我们。
But the Holy Spirit, with manifold ways, try to transform us.
所以弟兄姊妹，因此我们能相信一件事情。
And so, because of this, we have this faith.
今天我们生活环境所遭遇一切的事物都在圣灵的管制底下。
That all our circumstances are under the control and arrangement of the Holy Spirit.
你为什么会娶到这样的妻子呢？
Why would you have this person as your wife?
圣灵说这是神的安排啊。
It is under the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit.
你怎么会嫁到这样的先生呢？
Why would you marry such a person as a husband?
这是圣灵的安排。
Again, it is the arrangement of the Holy Spirit.
你今天为什么碰到这样的人呢？
Why would you encounter such and such individual?
碰见这样的老板呢？
Why would you have such a boss?
你怎么碰见这样的下属呢？
Why would you have such employees?
弟兄姊妹们，圣灵在我们的里面，他要用心的来帮助我们。
With care, the Holy Spirit helps us.
他就安排所有一切所有的环境。
And therefore he arranges everything that we would come across.
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得我们一个人就很麻烦了。
And we know that, you know, doing this for one person is trouble enough.
今天我们有一千多人在这里，一千多个麻烦。
And we have over 1,000 people here. Can you imagine the amount of work?
这个地上多少的圣徒，每一个都很麻烦。
And how many saints are there in this world?
神就住在我们的里面。
But God in his spirit abides in us.
安排所有一切不同的。
And he is sovereign over all our circumstances.
并且安排得非常的细致。
And how careful is he in arranging these things?
所以弟兄姊妹们，圣灵从父神承托这个使命是一个沉重的使命。
And the Holy Spirit taking this mission from God, it is such a grave mission.
但是神的灵是大能的灵。
But the Holy Spirit is a mighty spirit.
可以承担我们一切的难处。
And he can take up all our troubles.
并且他有极大的耐心在我们的里面等我们转变。
And he is ever so patient.
我们真是感谢他。
And waiting us to change.
所以当主耶稣介绍这位保惠师的时候，
When the Lord Jesus introduces this helper,
他讲到他来了要教导我们。
And he says he will come to teach us.
他要来帮助我们。
He will be here to help us.
甚至呢，他要帮助我们的记忆。
And he will also help our memory.
他说呢，圣灵会使你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
And he said the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance the words he spoken.
我们人的记忆是很麻烦的。
You see, our memory is very troublesome at times.
弟兄姊妹们，那个不该记得的，通通记得清清楚楚。
A lot of things that we shouldn't remember, we remember them as of yesterday.
那个应当记得的，一记也一个也记不得。
And the things we ought to remember, we usually forget.
特别神的话，我们都记不清楚。
Especially God's word.
感谢神。
We thank God.
神借他的灵在我们里面帮助我们来记。
And His Holy Spirit help us to remember His word.
弟兄姊妹们，神向我们所显出的爱，实在是何等大的爱。
And what kind of love does our Lord exhibit toward us?
然后在我们里面为基督做见证。
And that He is in us to testify of Christ.
告诉我们这是基督，那不是基督。
Telling us that this is from Christ, this is not.
并且呢，他也在我们里面，有时候犯错了，要叫我们能够自责。
And He will also convict us when we sin.
然后在环境中间引导我们。
And then He will lead us.
所以你看，当主耶稣介绍这位保惠师的时候，
And hence when our Lord introduces this Comforter,
弟兄姊妹，他把保惠师所要做的一切事情都给我们讲明。
And He introduced to us to all the work that this Helper would do.
因为主知道圣灵来了，在我们的里面要帮助我们能够 在生命上达到成熟。
Our Lord knows that His mission is to bring us to spiritual maturity.
能够达到基督长成的身量。
So that we can reach the measure of the stature, the stature of the measure of Christ.
只有当我们里面的生命长大成人的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们才能被磨成神儿子的形象。
And only when we grow, we can be conformed to the image of God's Son.
所以当他住进来之后
，So after He abides in us，
从你蒙恩得救的那天开始
，From the moment you are saved，
他就要开始教育你。
He begins to educate us.
当我们年幼的时候
，When we are young，
弟兄姊妹，他做我们的保姆
，And He is like our nanny.
他要保护这个生命在我们的里面。
He protects this new life.
我记得我年轻时候刚得救的时候
I remember when I first became a believer.
我那时候只有十几岁。
I was in my teens.
我对属灵的事情还懵懵懂懂。
I was pretty much ignorant of spiritual things.
圣经我也不熟悉。
I was not familiar with the scripture.
但是圣灵已经住在我的里面。
But the Holy Spirit was living in me.
所以他在生活中间呢，就借着一些里面的感动来引导我。
And hence, in my daily living, he would move my heart. By way of moving my heart, he would lead me.
有几个经历，到今天我都不能忘记。
There were several experiences that I cannot forget even to this day.
我愿意为在座有些年轻的弟兄姊妹讲讲我自己年轻的时候。在主面前做学一点圣灵的功课。
And I'd like to share this a little with some of the younger brothers and sisters to help you understand.
我在年轻时候所在的那个环境
the environment that was in when I was growing up
那整个社会可以说是呢一个不太守秩序的社会
the society was somewhat in chaos
那我又不是一个很好的一个年轻人
and I wasn't a model teenager either
我记得以赛亚说过这样的话。
And I remember the words of Isaiah.
他说：“祸灾我灭亡。
”And he said, "Woe to me, woe to me."
他说：“我是一个嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
”I'm a man of unclean lips and live among men of unclean lips.
那意思说呢，你自己本身的习惯不好，又住在一个不好的习惯的环境里面。
Meaning that we are a person of bad habits and live among people of bad habits.
那你要做好是很困难的一件事情。
It is very difficult for you to do good in that environment.
虽然我们外面有很多的教导
and even the teaching,
但是我们做不到。
But we couldn't practice those things.
我记得有一个晚上
I remember one night.
我路过一个马路的时候
and went by this road.
那么正好是红灯。
And it was the traffic light was red.
因为在那个社会里面，那个当时的社会里面是没有人守交通规则。
At that time, nobody follows traffic laws.
那个红灯是没什么作用的。
And nobody cares about that red light.
所以我们大家都是这么走。
And so everyone just walk, keep on walking. And so it was my habit.
但是当我得救之后
，But after I was saved,
有天晚上暗中也没车，我就走过去了。
And one night when I got there, there were no cars, so I walked forward.
但是我走到一半的时候
，But halfway there,
我听里面有个声音
And there is this voice in my heart.
我说你没有看见红灯吗
？And it says, didn't you see the red light?
我说我看见了。
And I said, I saw it.
那你看了为什么还走呢？
And if you have seen it, why are you walking?
你为什么不守国家交通的规则呢
？Why don't you follow the rule of this nation, of the government?
我就知道是主在里面说话了。
And I realized the Lord was speaking to me.
圣灵在里面就开始管教我。
The Holy Spirit began to discipline me.
我就说，主啊，我错了，我下次不敢。
And I said, Lord, okay, I know I'm wrong. I won't do it again next time.
但是我还继续往前走。
But I kept on going.
哎呀，等到我走到那边之后啊
，And by the time I crossed the road to the other side，
你看一个十五六岁的孩子
，And you see this 15-16-year-old teenager，
是我从来没有经历过的
，And something that I've never experienced in my life。
我里面非常的难过。
My heart there is an unspeakable sorrow。
我完全失去平安。
I lost all joy and peace。
我就站在那里啊，我就对说主啊。赦免我，我错了。
And I stood there and I said, Lord, forgive me. I know I'm wrong.
我下次不敢了。
I won't do this again.
主说不行。
The Lord said no.
那我说要怎么办
？I said, then what am I going to do?
主说你再回去走一次。
The Lord said, you need to do us right.
我知道必须要顺服主。
And so I know I need to surrender to him.
所以我就转过身来。
So I turned around.
等那个灯变颜色，我就走过去。
When the light became green for me to walk, I crossed the street. On the other side, once I get to the other side,
我再等那个灯变颜色。
I turn around and wait for the light to change for me to walk.
然后就这样走过去。
And then I will go across.
等我走到那边的时候。
And when I got to the other side,
里面有说不出来的一个喜乐。
I had this unspeakable joy.
我完全得释放。
And I was totally set free.
弟兄姊妹，从那天开始起。
And from that day onward,
40多年过来了。
40 years since then.
我从来没有一次再有一次敢红灯处往前走。
And I never dare to cross the street when the light is red.
弟兄姊妹，每一次站在红灯的跟前，有时候有冲动要过去，我说不行不行。
And every time when I stay, even though there are times when I had urges to go, but I said no.
我走过去就麻烦了。
If I cross that street, I would be in trouble.
我必须还要走回来。
I would have to come back again.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神就在我那个幼小的生命上面，在教导我。
And so, in my immaturity, the Lord began to teach me.
那后来还有一次。
Later on, there was another incident.
因为讲过，我们当时生活的那个环境并不是太好。
As I mentioned, the environment I was in was not that great.
所以，这个丢垃圾的习惯也是我们。
It was this prevalent habit of just throwing out garbages.
我们到时候手中有垃圾随便丢的。
And we would throw away, you know, garbage wherever we want.
社会非常的脏乱。
And so the environment, the place that I lived in was pretty dirty. You see garbage everywhere. And so one time, went by this place. It was my habit, I just threw away something. But as soon as I done that, peace went away. I kept on going.But the Holy Spirit kept on saying,
你不可以丢垃圾。
You should not throw away garbage like that.
我说到处都是垃圾。
But I said, you know, it's everywhere.
主说到处垃圾你也不可以丢。
Well, the Lord said, even though everywhere you see this, you shouldn't do this.
你是个基督徒。
You are a Christian.
可以随便来丢垃圾。
You shouldn't do this.
那我说怎么办呢？
I said, then what am I supposed to do?
回去把它捡起来。
Go back and pick it up.
哎呀，结果回去我就找不到我那个垃圾。
But when I went back, I couldn't find the thing that I threw away.
哇，我就在那里啊，弄了半天，哎呀，最后还是给我找到了。
And in the end, after scouring around, I finally found it.
所以我就把这个垃圾放在我的口袋里面。
So I put it back into my pocket.
等到我找到个垃圾桶，把它丢进去，我才平安。
And only when I came upon this garbage can, I would throw it away.
我开头说我不太明白。
Now, at first, I didn't quite understand.
我想为什么圣灵这样管理我呢？
Why would the Holy Spirit teach me in this way?
这么小的事情。
Such, you know, trivial things.
后来想，哦，也许呢，圣灵要叫我们做一个好人，做个好公民。
Maybe I thought, you know, the Holy Spirit is trying to teach me to be a responsible citizen.
基督徒是守规矩的。
Because Christians should be responsible citizens.
基督徒是好公民。
They should follow the rules.
但是弟兄姊妹，经过若干年之后。
But after so many years,
慢慢开始我懂得神的话语。
I began to understand God's word.
我才知道圣灵为什么这样管理。
I begin to understand why the Holy Spirit would discipline me in this way.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道将来我们到永世里去做什么吗？
Do you know what are we supposed to do when we enter into eternity?
可能有很多的基督徒还不太明白将来我们进入永世要做什么。
And many Christians probably don't know what they would do in eternity.
在启示录最后一章告诉我们。
Now in Revelation, the last chapter of Revelation,
弟兄姊妹，将来我们进入永世，我们不仅做他的仆人侍奉他。
Not only are we serving God as servants,
并且呢，我们要与基督一同作王，直到永永远远。
But that we are to reign with Christ forever.
今天我们是神的儿女。
Today we are children of God.
将来我们是要做君王的。
In the future we are to obtain royalty.
突然之间，我里面的眼睛开了。
And so suddenly my eyes were open.
我就知道圣灵在我身上的教育，那是被称作作王的教育。
And I understand that the education the Holy Spirit gives me is that to prepare me to be king.
你想，你一个做王的人随便闯红灯下王吗？
Can a king, ignore rules?
你一个做王的人，这个像王吗？
Can a king throw away garbage just like that?
那个时候我才明白一件事情。
Then I began to understand.
圣灵乃是要把基督的那个尊贵和荣耀 组织在我们身上。
The Holy Spirit is to incorporate in us the sovereignty, the royalty of Christ.
因为主的生命已经在我们的里面。
Because the kingly life of Christ in us.
他为要叫这个生命在我们的里面逐渐的长大。
In order for this life of Christ to grow in us.
今天我们晓得在地上的教会有很多人强调所谓这个圣灵内在的医治。
Today, many Christians talk about divine healing.
我们里面毛病很多。
We have a lot of illnesses.
我们是有病的。
True.
我们是需要医治的。
We do need a healing.
但是弟兄姊妹们，如果把你医治好了，你还是原来那个样，是吧？
But after being healed, if you are still like what you were before,
圣灵不是光医治。
You see, the Holy Spirit is not just here to heal.
圣灵乃是增加。
But Holy Spirit is here to increase.
乃是把基督的生命增加在我们里面。
To increase the life of Christ in us.
让基督的性格、性情上的美丽取代我们的那个丑陋。
So that the character and the virtue of Christ will become ours.
这个才是圣灵更重要的一个工作。
And that is the, I should say, more important aspect of the work of the Holy Spirit.
你我已经得着了一个不能朽坏的生命。
You and I have received this incorruptible life.
彼得说，这个像生命的种子要种在我们的里面。
Peter said, this is like a seed planted in us.
那么圣灵就在我们的里面，小心的来浇灌、来栽培，希望怎么这个种子能够发芽、能够长大、能够开花、能够结果。
And the Holy Spirit carefully nurtures and in order for the seed to grow.
让基督生命中间所有一切的树都成为我们的。
So that all the virtues, all the fruits of the life of Christ will become ours.
弟兄姊妹，这是神向我们所怀的一个荣耀的心意。
And this is the glorious will that God has for every one of us.
而是圣灵在这里承受这个使命，在我们里面做这个荣耀的工作。
And the Holy Spirit is responsible to bring this to pass.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们真是要感谢我们的神。
We need to thank our God.
他向我们所怀的意念是何等宝贵的意念。
The thoughts that He has for us, what thoughts they are.
我们知道，当这个生命种子进来，这个种子，比方一棵树的种子的话，这是包括这个树所有的一切，对不对
？And if you can think of the seed of a tree, it really embodies in it all that is of the tree.
弟兄姊妹们，神，我们天上的父神在那里期望着。要看见这个生命在我们里面长大成熟。
God the Father is looking forward to seeing this life grow in us.
有的时候圣灵给我们安排一些功课。
Now sometimes the Holy Spirit would give us certain lessons.
像刚刚像我所讲的那些小的事情，也许我们学会了。
The trivial things that I talked about, maybe we have already learned those kind of things.
有的事情呢，弟兄姊妹们，十年八年了，我们还没学会。
But there are lessons. That perhaps some of us take 8-10 years and still have not learned them.
为什么圣灵会担忧呢？
Now why the Holy Spirit can be grieved?
他看着你我老不长进。
Because he sees that we are not growing.
在一个功课上面学了一年、两年、三年、十年都还学不会。
And on this one lesson, we haven't learned it after 10 years.
但是他实在是有无比的忍耐。
But he truly has patience.
今天这样不行，就试着那样。
And if he can't reach us this way, he will reach us another way.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的生命经历中，是不是真实的呢？
And isn't that true in our lives?
他无论怎样，他就是要这个生命在我们里面能够长大起来。
No matter what, he is here to help us grow.
所以在我们生命年幼的时候
，And when we are young,
因为不懂圣经
，Because we don't understand the word,
所以这种用感觉式的这种的引导比较多一点。
And hence he tried to lead us mostly by touching our hearts.
当我们慢慢的圣经的真理比较知道的多一点的时候
，As we come to know more and more of God's truth,
圣灵带领的方式又有点不一样。
The way the Holy Spirit leads would become different.
我们晓得圣灵也被称作是真理的灵。
We know the Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of Truth.
他就按照真理引我们进入实际。
And he would by truth lead us and to enter into reality.
所以当一个基督徒开始成长了
，And hence when a Christian begins to grow,
主的话语比较丰富的时候
，begins to mature and abound in God's word.
那么神就借着神的话语引导我们。这个时候，你看见你的经历比以往来的更结实。
And now the Holy Spirit leads us by the word of God. And now you see you are more certain of his leading. When the word of God is applied in our lives, it's such a great turning point. And what power God's word brings.
圣灵,
and so the Holy Spirit becomes the Spirit of truth leading us. Now we know the scripture is written by the Holy Spirit.
但是呢, 真正解释或者圣经最大的解释者也是圣灵。
But the greatest interpreter of the scripture is the Holy Spirit himself. Without the Holy Spirit interpreting his word to us, then there would be no way that we would have these great expositors. The reason that they can expound on God's word is because they surrender themselves to the Holy Spirit. They've allowed the Holy Spirit to give light to them. And hence God's word becomes enlightened. Maybe you and I won't become a great expositor. But it's okay. Because the Holy Spirit is still in us.
弟兄姊妹们,
and he's still able to open up God's word to us.
当主的话一解开一点说,
and we've all experienced sometimes when God's word is open to us, we have this joy.
我常常因着主解开一点点主的话语,
and there are many times when my spirit is filled with joy when some of God's word is opened up to me.
啊,有时候一个人在房间里面就开始在那里感谢赞美主啊,这是快乐无比啊。
And sometimes I will praise and thank the Lord out loud in my room by myself.
弟兄姊妹们, 圣灵不仅把主的话语解开,
now, not only does the Spirit, the Holy Spirit opens up God's word to us,
并且呢, 圣灵引我们进入那个话语的实际。
Furthermore, he leads us into the reality.
约翰福音第八章有这样的话告诉我们说,
John chapter 8 had this.
你们若晓得真理, 真理就必叫你们得以自由,
and the Lord said, you know, if you have the truth or know the truth, the truth shall set you free.
我们晓得生命的, 要长得好, 长得快,
for life to grow, it needs to have an environment.
如果你的生命完全是被捆住的,
suitable for growth.
那弟兄姊妹们, 你怎么可能生命长得好呢?
And if you are somehow bound in some way, then you will not be able to grow.
我有一年在, 德州看见, 一些树,
and one time in Texas, I saw these trees.
啊, 你看这个树的树上也有很多的树叶,
and you see that there are many leaves.
但它都不是那个树本身的树叶,
but they do not belong to that tree.
为什么? 因为是那个什么呢? 因为一个藤蔓呢, 绕着这个树, 绕到最后啊, 他把树里面的精华吸走了,
and what you have is some kind of ivy that grew on this tree and eventually took over and killed that tree.
有时候我们肉体的生命就是这样,
sometimes the life of the flesh is like that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 所以生命的生长需要有个自由的环境。
And so for the spiritual life to grow, there needs to be an environment suitable for growth.
我们明白真理,
when we come to understand the truth will set us free.
所以圣灵是真理的灵, 要引导我们进入真理。
And hence, the Spirit of Truth will lead us into reality.
然后我们举一个一些简单的例子说明一下。
And let me give you some illustration.
我们蒙恩得救之后, 我们都知道主耶稣基督的宝血是有权柄。
After we say we know that the blood of Christ is very effective. And as Christian, we need to learn how to apply the blood of Christ. And why do we need to do that? Because we know that sin hinders spiritual growth. And hence, when the blood of Christ cleanses us of sin, the blood will remove the things that will hinder our growth. Not only will remove these hindrances, but it would encourage growth.
我们晓得十字架的经历也是重要的。
We know the experiences of the cross are also important.
因为十字架在我们个人的经历里面是专一对付我们的己的。
You see, the crosses are here to deal with the self-life.
我们都知道我们的己是那个属灵生命的一个非常大的一个阻碍。
We know our self-life is a great hindrance to spiritual growth.
肉体是跟圣灵相争的。
You see, the flesh is in conflict with the Holy Spirit.
如果肉体得胜，弟兄姊妹，你属灵的生命只能停顿。
If the flesh wins, spiritual life is stagnant.
所以圣灵借着十字架的工作致死我们肉体的行为。
And hence the Holy Spirit through the cross will put to death the work of the flesh.
除去那个里面生命生长的这个阻碍。
And it will remove that hindrance to spiritual growth.
它不仅对付我们的己。
And so not only does he deal with our self-life,
十字架对付世界。
And he also deals with the world in us and the letters that kills.
因为怎么这一切所做的事物都是为要怎么叫我们里面的生命能够不受妨害的能够生长。
And the Holy Spirit does all these things in order for the spiritual life in us to grow.
然后圣灵又做恩膏的教训，那么教导我们怎么样住在主里面。
And the Holy Spirit is also the anointing in us, teaching us how to abide in Christ.
我们晓得这个生命生长最好的环境就在基督里。
We know the best environment for spiritual growth is in Christ.
是你越多住在主里面
，the more we abide in Him.
生命就生长得越快速。
The faster we grow.
生长得越美好。
The better we grow.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们从圣经里面可以看见。
From the Scripture, we can see this.
真理的灵引我们进入真理。
That the spirit of truth leads us into reality.
我不是说你生命这个长大以后啊，就没有所谓这种感动式的这种的引导。
Now let me clarify. I don't mean that when we grow up a little, the Holy Spirit doesn't lead us by touching our hearts.
但是圣灵更喜欢用神的话语来引导我们。
But the Holy Spirit delights more in leading us by His Word.
这样能叫我们的经历能够更准确、更有把握。
So that our experiences are with foundation.
更有力量。
And with more power.
弟兄姊妹们，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
不仅在我们个人的身上，圣灵要在这里培育我们里面的这个生命。
Not only does the Holy Spirit nurture us individually.
我们在以西结书第三十七章
，In Ezekiel chapter 37，
看见一幅有盼望的图画。
We see this picture that gives hope.
这是关乎到整个教会的复兴。
This is relating to the recovery of the church.
当时弟兄姊妹，那班以色列的百姓，他们枯干到一个地步，枯干的变成骨头了。
The children of God, the people of Israel at the time.They were so dried up, they became dry bones.
那看起来整个平原上面满了骸骨。
And the entire valley was filled with bones.
那是一个极端荒凉的光景。
And it was such a scene of barrenness, of death.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天常常讲说教会的光景荒凉。
Oftentimes we say that the condition of the church is barren.
常常哀叹他们自己聚会的光景荒凉。
And many brothers and sisters sigh when they think of the condition of the local assembly.
我想我们再荒凉，你恐怕也没有以西结书第三十七章这样的荒凉嘛。
But I think no matter what condition they are in, would not be as bad as what we see here in Ezekiel.
有没有哪一次的聚会已经完全变成骸骨的了？
Are there any assembly? That is like dry bones.
这是一个完全绝望的局面，对不对？
You see, this scene that we see is entirely hopeless.
所以在那里很有趣的一件事情啊。
And so interestingly,
弟兄姊妹们，不是以西结问主，是主问以西结。
It's not Ezekiel asking the Lord, but the Lord was asking Ezekiel.
为什么是神来问以西结？
Now why would that be?
因为以西结一看这个光景啊。他里面完全绝望，根本不敢问。
You see, when Ezekiel saw that scene, he was completely hopeless.
所以是神回头过来问他说：“人子啊，这些骸骨还能复活吗？”
And it was the Lord asking Ezekiel, "Would these bones come to life again?"
啊，这先知很聪明啊。
And the prophet was very smart.
先知说：“主耶和华，你是知道的。”
And he said, "Lord God, you know."
因为在神跟前，他也不敢讲说，说不能复活，对不对？
And you see, he was afraid to say either way.
就像今天嘉盛在一个聚会里面，神问你说：“你这个聚会还有希望吗？”
And if the Lord asks you about your assembly, is there still hope?
有时候我们还不敢讲，对不对？
And sometimes we may be afraid to say.
我们说：“主啊，你知道。”
And we will say, Lord,
you know. 这是最聪明的回答。
You know better than I do.
弟兄姊妹，感谢神。
That is the smartest reply.
神实在是爱他的百姓。
God truly loves His people.
即使枯干到一个地步，变成骸骨了，神还没有放弃。
And even though they were died, they were so dead to a point it was just bones.
神对以西结说：“你要发预言。”
God said to Ezekiel, saying, "You need to prophesy, son of man."
弟兄姊妹，神的复兴在这里给我们看，第一个重要的事情需要有启示的言语。
And you see revival here. Number one, we need God's word.
需要有解开来的话语。
We need to have God's word. Open up.
那弟兄姊妹们，当以西结在这里发预言的时候
，And when Ezekiel prophesied.
然后我们看见圣灵就开始吹生命的气息。
The Holy Spirit began to breathe on.
结果呢，神就使这般百姓怎么样，从坟墓里面走出来。
And you find that, God's people begin to come out of the graves.
他们就不再被死拘禁。
And they would no longer be held hostage by death.
还要进入以色列地。
And the Lord promised them that they would enter into the land again.
然后呢，我们看见这个枯骨就开始复活。
And with those words, you begin to see how the bones begin to come alive.
开始连接。
How the bones were attached once again.
长筋长皮。
And you will have the tendons and sinews and the muscles.
结果一下子间怎么变成耶和华的军队。
And very soon you'll find that there is an army of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，这幅图画告诉我们，我们是有盼望的人。
And so from this we know that we are with hope. We have hope.
如果今天神启示的言语临到，然后圣灵吹起生命的气息的时候呢？
And if today we have God's word and the Holy Spirit will breathe on us the breath of life,
你不需要等到明天。
You don't have to wait until tomorrow.
今天就变成，立刻就变成耶和华的军队。
Tonight and become the Lord's army.
所以什么时候神会动工，我知道。
Now begin to do this work.
但是这是我们里面的盼望。
But this is the hope that we have.
弟兄姊妹，今天的教会需要生命。
And today's church needs life.
我们需要圣灵把生命带进来。
We need the Holy Spirit bringing life.
我们需要圣灵吹生命的气息。
We need the Holy Spirit to breathe the breath of life on us.
只有当圣灵这个生命的气息临到我们的时候
，Only when this breath of life come upon us，
我们才成为一般活的百姓。
Then we will become a people that is alive.
我们才能够起来为主征战。
That is quickened so that we can battle for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们可以看见
we can see
圣灵是生命的灵
that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of life.
不仅在我们个人的生活中，他带进这个生命。
Not only is he bringing life into, to us individually.
圣灵也可以把生命带给整个的教会。
And he is also able to bring life to an entire assembly.
所以，凡是与圣灵有关的工作，都和生命发生关系。
And you see all the works.Of the Holy Spirit has to do with life.
因此呢，圣经给我们这样的教导。
And for this reason, we have this teaching from the Bible.
我们作为神的儿女
，as children of God,
我们必须顺服这位住在我们里面的灵。
We must obey this indwelling Spirit.
这是必要的。
This is essential.
今天有很多的时候，我们因为软弱的缘故
，There are many times due to weaknesses.
我们也切望了能够得着圣灵的恩赐
，And we long to receive spiritual gifts.
其实这也是好的。
That is a good longing.
记得大概17岁左右的时候
，I remember when I was about 17.
就是开始生命有点的复兴
，The revival going on in my life.
很深的负担，想传福音给。
And I had this earnest burden to share the gospel.
但是我的天性呢，是比较软弱。
By nature, I am somewhat weak.
所以一碰见生人呢，我就不敢讲话。
And I'm afraid to talk to strangers.
所以有的时候就恨自己，恨得不得了。
And sometimes I would be angry with myself.
后来有人告诉我说，你只要被圣灵一充满，就有力量。
And someone told me then that you know you would be filled with power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
你看这彼得一被圣灵充满。
And remember how Peter, when he was filled with the Holy Spirit, when he was anointed by the Holy Spirit, and he got up, you have 3,000 and 5,000 people converted. And so for a period of time, we sought after being filled by the Holy Spirit. In reality, I wasn't that familiar with the scripture at all. I only know of this, this terminology, but I didn't understand the truth.
不过呢, 这个心很单纯,
but my heart was pure.
求你有灵充满我,
and so I prayed, I said, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit.
哎呀, 果然有一天呢, 神的灵也临到我, 我都被圣灵充满了,
and indeed, one day, the Holy Spirit came and filled me.
哇, 我高兴得不得了啊,
and I was so filled with joy.
哦, 我想这一下我一站起来就不得了了,
and I said, now if I stand up, great things will happen.
哎, 我就传福音地大有能力,
and I should have great strength witnessing for the Lord.
啊, 我想, 不需要3,000人吧, 有3-4个人的话就够了。
I said, Lord, I don't need 3,000. 30 people is good enough.
结果跑到学校里面去, 一碰到我同学, 还是不敢讲话。
And then I went to the campus, saw my classmates. Again, I was afraid.
哎呀, 我就非常非常失望。
And I was very disappointed.
我说, 这个圣灵充满, 没有像这个使徒行传所讲的吧。
And I said, well, how come it's not like in Acts?
但是弟兄姊妹们, 经过了一段时间中, 我发现一件事情。
But after a while, I realized something.
的确，我从前年轻时候生活的环境是嘴唇不洁，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
While it was true that you know I was a man of unclean lips and so on, live among.
我这个有一些不洁净的话，也是常常讲。
And there were words that were unclean came out of my mouth.
经过那一次圣灵的工作。
But after you know that work of the Holy Spirit,
哎，我发现我这个不洁净的言语没有了。
And I discovered that those unclean words are no longer here.
所以以后我明白弟兄姊妹们圣灵的主要的工作还是在生命上带领我们。
And so I realized again, the main thrust of the Holy Spirit's work is to help us grow
当然,
in the matter of life.
保罗告诉我们要切慕属灵的恩赐，这是不错的。
And of course, Paul tells us to pursue spiritual
你有了圣灵恩赐，你的确可以做工。
Indeed, having spiritual gifts, we can put that to use.
但圣经给我们看见，顺服圣灵是更重要的。
But the scripture shows us that surrendering to the Holy Spirit is much more important.
弟兄姊妹们, 灵恩可以使我们为主做工。
Charisma can help us work for the Lord. But surrendering to God can help us grow.
所以保罗按照他的经历也告诉我们，基督徒应该常常思念圣灵。
And hence the Apostle Paul tells us as Christians we need to mind the things of the Holy Spirit. We need to follow him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们对于这一位降杯住在我们里面的圣灵。
And to this Holy Spirit who condescended himself to abide in us. We need to give him the ultimate respect.
我们要尊重他,
像尊重神一样, we need to honor him just like honoring our Lord and God our Father.
弟兄姊妹们,
because he accompanies us all the days of our lives. In every circumstance and environment, he protects and leads us. And today, if we obey him,
弟兄姊妹,
then our spiritual growth would be more normal.
这样教,
I think that would truly satisfy the heart of our Lord.
所以保罗在加拉太书第六章有这样的话说,
and Paul in Galatians chapter 6 has this to say.
他说在加拉太书第六章第七节和第八节的时候,
Galatians 6 verses 7 and 8.
他说不要自欺, 神是轻慢不得的, 人种的是什么, 收的也是什么, 顺着情欲撒种的, 必从情欲受败坏, 顺着圣灵撒种的, 必从圣灵受永生。
He says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to him, to his own flesh, shall from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit, shall from the Spirit reap eternal life.
所以今天我们在生活中如果顺着圣灵不断地撒种, 弟兄姊妹就不会不断地看见有生命的结果出现。
So today, if we sow to the Spirit, you would reap life.
如果在教会中每一个弟兄姊妹都学会这样顺服圣灵。
Imagine if every child of God does this in the local assembly.
我看教会不复兴也复兴了。
And I think the church cannot help but to have revival.
所以我们看见圣灵在地上有个主要的工作。
And so we see the main work of the Holy Spirit on earth.
它就是把生命带给人，然后让生命在人的里面。
Is to impart life to man and also help this life to grow.
当基督的生命在我们里面能得到充分的发展的时候。
And of course, when the life of Christ reaches maturity in us.
自然基督的荣耀从我们身上显出来。
And naturally, the glory of Christ would express.
圣灵是这样的把荣耀归给主。
Would shine through us so that we can glorify God.
圣灵是这样的来荣耀基督。
And that is the way the Holy Spirit glorifies our Lord and Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，圣灵要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
The Holy Spirit is here to conform us to the image of God's Son.
但是借着这个生命在里面不断的生长而达到。
And He does this again through the growth and maturity of the divine life.
我们要感谢我们的神。
And so we need to thank our God.
不仅借他的儿子把耶稣基督把救恩带给我们。
Not only does He bring to us salvation through His Son Jesus Christ.
他也差遣圣灵住在我们的里面。
He also sent forth His Holy Spirit to live in us.
在我们里面帮助我们。
And within us, helping us.
愿我们能够体贴父的心意。
And let us mind the things, the hearts of God. And we pay attention to the leading and indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
我们请低头在这里祷告。
Let us bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
我们的神，我们的父亲，我们满心的感谢你。
Our God and our Father, we thank you with all our hearts.
你是何等的爱我们。
How much do you love us?
你从千万人中拣选我们这些人。
From thousands, you have chosen us.
让你儿子耶稣基督的救恩临到我们。
And bring to us the salvation of your Son Jesus Christ.
不仅把我们的罪洗清洁。
Not only have you cleansed us of all our sins.
而且你借着圣灵重生我们。
But through your Holy Spirit, you regenerated us.
把你自己宝贵的生命放在我们的里面。
And that you have deposited your divine life, this precious life in us.
叫我们成为天父的儿女。
So that we can truly become children of God.
而且圣灵又住在我们的里面。
And today your Holy Spirit abides in us.
不断地引导这个生命的成长。
Continually leading us and helping us. Helping us to grow.
父亲啊，
Heavenly Father,
我们愿你听着这些话语激励我们。
We pray that you will encourage us with these words.
让我们能更多尊重圣灵在我们身上的带领。
And so that we can honor more of the leading of the Spirit in our lives.
让我们学习顺服他。
Help us to learn to obey Him.
好叫你儿子所成全的救恩能完全成就在我们身上。
So that the full scope of the salvation of Christ would be fulfilled in us.
让你自己的旨意得到成就。
That your will would be done.
我们再次把心中的感谢赞美归给你。
Father, again we give you our praise and our thanksgiving.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.